one of our get-togethers with my class with Johnny and Ben, together with the high school class, because it had been a little while since they'd had an opportunity to get up here. And I said, that'd be a great idea. I'd love to be able to do that. Unfortunately, two of the kids, Jake Oliver and Eric Oliver, both of them happen to be Olivers, but didn't mean that, any kind of slight towards the Olivers, so I promise. They were gone to water polo and stuff whenever we planned this, and so I want to let you know they weren't excluded on purpose. It just kind of worked out that way. But tonight we're going to have a great time together singing and praising God, and we're going to hear some short talks from our high school class as well, and it's all done to give God praise. Right now, we'll start with an opening prayer. Bryce?
I get to be a high schooler / middle schooler today. Will you bow with me? Dear God, just thank you for this day and the beautiful weather we've had outside, and just being able to enjoy everything, enjoy where we live, and just the awesome, awesome place that we are at. And just thank you for everyone who's made it out tonight, and help us to be blessed by the words and songs that are going to be sung by the high schoolers and the middle schoolers. Help them to have clear minds and just be speaking through them and using them for your glory. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
The topic tonight is about Vacation Bible School. Some of my earliest memories come from VBS. Every year I looked forward to going to VBS. Some of my best memories from Vacation Bible School were getting the delicious cookies and Cindy's pizza party on the last day. But I have to say, my favorite memory about VBS is getting to hug Bible Bear. I was very sad the day I graduated from being a student to being staff. For the past few years, I've been staff at VBS. My main job was the snack deliverer. Me and usually Jordan or Johnny would walk around the parking lot delivering cookies and coffee to all the other staff. It's a great feeling giving out the coffee and treats because I know how much they are always appreciated by all the staff. In Acts 20, verse 35, Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This year at VBS, the schedules and activities were very different, but overall I thought it was one of the best VBS years we ever had. In my opinion, the funnest part of the day was in the morning singing with Zach, aka DC, and talking with Ocho the octopus. Through all the fun that the kids had this week, the main idea was about learning about God and Jesus and all that they have done for us. Thank you.
Okay. So, as you know, our topic is about VBS. And my greatest memories were, like Andre said, the cookies, all the food that we had, Cindy's pizza party, of course. Those were definitely really good highlights when I was a student. But I feel like my greatest memories were the past 3 years when I was a teacher's assistant with my mom and Heather. And it gave me a new insight on how a student feels, I think. Because you really feel happy when you know you've changed a student's life by doing this. Because I've never actually had an experience like this before. I've never taught someone about God, and with my mom's help, I really accomplished something great. It really means a lot to me to be able to teach these kids, and it's just a really great feeling seeing their smiles on their face when they're doing an activity with the athletic department, or making something really cool with Tom Carlson, or and everything about VBS, it puts a great big smile on these little kids' faces. And those kids are the future of our world. And if we can get them at an early stage teaching them about God, and then the world is just going to be a better place. And I really thank God for giving me this opportunity to be able to be close to these kids and really help them on their walk with God. And one of my favorite students, her name was Jocelyn. I don't really use this word very much, but she's one of the cutest girls I've ever taught. And she's always playing around with me. She always wants me to pick her up. Like, I take her hands and we squat down, I throw her in the air, you know. And just seeing her face, her smiling face, was maybe the highlight of my week, because I know that I changed her life. And I really hope I get to see her next year. And so, yeah.
Please turn your songbooks to number 189.
All right, I'm also talking about VBS today, and I'm going to start out with talking about some memories from VBS that I've had. I remember walking into the classroom on the first day of each new year of VBS, having a new teacher and meeting new people, seeing new faces. I remember eating cookies and string cheese and drinking milk. I remember giving Bible Bear hugs and talking with the other kids whether or not he is real. I remember pizza parties, and I remember giving all the wonderful things I made in crafts to my parents. But most importantly, I remember learning about God. I was a little bit skeptical, I won't lie, about the new system this year for VBS. Whenever I first heard about it, because some of the teachers were leaving, and a schedule was really kind of a curse word in my mom's class, so that wasn't a good sign. We had sports first on our list, and all I could imagine was the kids getting riled up at the beginning of the day. I was just a little skeptical, but it turned out so well. I was so pleasantly surprised. Zach did an awesome job up here at DC. The kids loved Ocho. I could hear all the little kids talking about Ocho to their parents. It was great. We didn't lose anyone. That was good. I like the science with Doug and Will. It was always a great adventure. The schedules worked great. I didn't think we'd have enough time in class, but we had more than enough time in class to review what happened in the day. Vern was really helpful, and all the rest of the staff was really helpful. So, I mean, it really went really well. And I'm going to read a couple of verses here. This is what I think pretty much sums up what VBS is all about. I'm going to read Matthew 19, verse 14. It says, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." And I think VBS is just really important because it's such a path for kids to recognize God and His great power and His love for us. And it combines learning God with something fun, something having fun. And most importantly, in Mark 16:15, which happened to be Friday's memory verse at VBS, we are told to go into the world and teach everyone the good news about Jesus and His love for all of us.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? I just love it. So, if you turn in your books to number 76, it was one of those things where I wasn't sure what you should ask the kids, you know, what to tell. And it was really short notice, and I kind of put it on them, and I asked them to do something. And I said, why don't you just speak about VBS? It's fresh on your heart, and it's something good. And I think they did an outstanding job, and I really appreciate it.